There's a lot going on in these readings in our gospel today, but I wanted to talk about some of the little details, things that seem to have no significance until you explore them a little bit more. Three things. In our gospel, why did John make it a point to tell us that it was about noon? Why is that important for us to know? Number two, why is it important for John to tell us that the woman left her water jar behind when she went back to the town? And three, what is the significance of the well? Well, the fact that it was about noon kind of helps us to understand a little bit more about this woman. I assume she must have been a very lonely woman, with very few friends, if any, perhaps disliked and unwanted. You see, the women would come to the well together in the morning. It was a social event, a time when they would talk with one another and get updates on the happenings in the town and in each other's lives and share the news. Going to the well together was a time for bonding, being in each other's company for support and encouragement, or even just to vent and catch up. It was probably something the women looked forward to each day. Could be one of the highlights of their day. But this woman came later in the day, around noon, when she knew no one else would be there. Perhaps she was not welcome by the other women. They didn't want her with them. That may have been true for most of the community. She was not a wanted person. When she nears the well, she sees Jesus there and recognized him as a Jew. And she must have thought, oh, my lucky day. My own people avoid me, and the Jews avoid all of us Samaritans. Then again, she may actually have taken comfort in knowing that at least a Jew would leave her alone, because they did not associate with the Samaritans. Try to imagine being this woman for a moment. She has had five husbands, and we don't know the details, but we're left with the impression that these relationships were not good for her. Now she appears to be in another unhealthy relationship with a sixth man. How do these relationships, do you think, make this woman feel? Did she feel used, objectified, trapped, dejected, unappreciated, like an outcast with no value of her own? Understand, this may have been a very sad and lonely and perhaps even bitter woman. Unwanted, no friends. Maybe she receives sneers and mocking from those she meets. So she goes to the well with a thirst that goes beyond that physical need for water. She is thirsty in her soul, too. She thirsts for real love, for a sense of worth, belonging. She thirsts for meaning and value and purpose. Jesus is already at the well when she arrives. Why? Because he was thirsty too. For water, yes. But he was thirsty also in a spiritual way, just like the woman. Jesus had a desire to share with this woman that love she was looking for. Jesus had a desire for her to know of her value, of her worth, of her meaning and purpose. Jesus, knowing fully this woman's history, the state of her soul, and all of her thoughts and feelings, he makes the first move to satisfying both of their thirsts. He says to her, "Give me a drink. Give me a drink." He is not only asking for water, but he is asking to be satisfied in his thirst for her soul. Jesus longs to be one with each of us, this woman included. He thirsts for each of us. He knows that if she will allow his own thirst to be satisfied, that union with her, her thirst will be satisfied as well. By the end of her conversation, she leaves behind the water jar, the very purpose of her journey to the well at this unusual hour. That water jar represents her former self, her past, her entire way of thinking about life. Her empty water jar reminds us of the empty life she has now cast aside and the new life she has received having been filled by encountering Jesus. Now her life has richness and purpose, meaning. She has discovered something wonderful and she can't wait to share it with others, even her enemies. She has discovered love. She experienced Jesus. And as a result, she has taken a share in Jesus' own mission. Paul reminds us in our reading today how Jesus sacrificed himself for people who despised and rejected him. So too, this woman goes to those who despised and rejected her. She makes herself vulnerable to these people just as Jesus did to those who were opposed to him. A moment ago, she was sneaking away to the well at noon to avoid everybody. And now she rushes right into their midst. Why? What causes something like that? This woman had suffered through several bad relationships and she had no spouse when she came to the well. It may be interesting for us to note a few other stories about encounters at a well in Scripture. The future spouse of Isaac was encountered at a well. The future spouse of Jacob was encountered at a well. Moses met his future spouse at a well. This woman becomes a follower of Jesus. She is now part of the church, which is the spouse of Christ, Jesus, whom she met at a well. Are we ready to encounter Jesus in this way, in the way this woman did? Are we ready to allow him to completely change us? Are we ready to abandon our water jar and everything else that we cling to? Are we ready to empty our earthly vessel and be so filled with love that we can't help but run into our homes and workplaces and community and share Jesus with others? Whatever happens with our future as a parish, wherever our church is located, whatever it looks like, may it be a well where we encounter Christ in such a way that we cannot help running into town and sharing him with everyone we know, so that they will come and meet him and get to encounter him themselves. Let us not keep this well a secret. Let us show it to others and serve them from this well. And let us not forget to drink from it ourselves. When this rejected woman went to the well, we are told it was about noon. What time does Scripture tell us the similarly rejected Jesus went to the cross? Wasn't that about noon? Why did this woman go to the well? She had a thirst. What was it that Jesus said from the cross? I thirst. Wells provide water. What came from the side of Jesus mixed with his precious blood when he was pierced on the cross? Water. This is the well. Jesus continues to thirst for you and for me. He is waiting for us. Is it noon for us yet? Is it time for us to go to the well?